Saturday, 29 week ordinary time 2. First reading from the letter to the Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 7 to 16. Brothers and sisters, grace was given to each of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, it says, He ascended on high and took prisoner captive. He gave gifts to men. What does he ascended mean except that he also descended into the lower regions of the earth? The one who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some as apostles, others as prophets, others as evangelists, others as pastors and teachers, to equip the Holy One for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of faith and knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the extent of the full stature of Christ, so that we may no longer be infants, taught by wave and swept along by every wind of teaching arising from human trickery, from their cunning in the interest of deceitful scheming. Rather, living the truth in love, we should grow in every way into Him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, with the proper functioning of each part, brings about the body growth and builds itself up in love. Gospel according to Luke, chapter 13, verses 1 to 9. Some people told Jesus about the Galileans who blood Pilate had mingled with the blood of their sacrifices. He said to them in reply, Do you think that because the Galileans suffered in this way, they were greater sinners than all other Galileans? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did. Although 18 people were killed when the tower at Siloam fell on them, do you think they were more guilty than everyone else who lived in Jerusalem? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did. And he told them this parable. There once was a person who had a fig tree planted in his orchard. And when he came in search of fruit on it, but found none, he said to the gardener, For 3 years now I have come in search of fruit on this fig tree, but have found none. So cut it down. Why should it exhaust the soil? He said to him in reply, Sir, leave it for this year also, and I shall cultivate the ground around it and fertilize it. It may bear fruit in the future. If not, you can cut it down. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. We need to understand our role in God's plan of salvation to bear fruit for Him. Looking at what happened, each person has a different viewpoint. Some think it is good, others say it is bad. Still others think it is neither good nor bad. Good or bad depends on people's level of understanding. Therefore, people need to clearly understand the thing before they can give a good evaluation of it. Today's readings give some examples to illustrate that we must clearly understand the thing before we can have our proper evaluation and avoid hostile attitude with others. In the first reading, St. Paul revealed God's plan of salvation for the faithful and their role in this plan, so that they know how to view God's race to fulfill their role and to build an upright body. In the Gospel, Jesus rebuked the wrong understanding of some of his audience about the relationship between sin and punishment, and he advised them, instead of busying themselves with criticism and condemnation, they should look deeply into their conscience to repent and to bear fruit for themselves and others. Second analysis. First reading. Our role in God's plan of salvation. Third point. God gave us grace to fulfill our vocation. St. Paul declared, "But grace was given to each of us according to the measure of Christ's gift." To illustrate this, St. Paul used Psalm 68, verse 18, with one important change in the second expression. He ascended on high and took prisoners captive. He gave gifts to men, while the psalm said, "Thou didst ascend the high mount, leading captives in thy train and receiving gifts among men." William Barclay, in his commentary on the Ephesians, gave a reason for the change. In the Old Testament, the victorious king had a right to demand gifts from people. In the New Testament, Christ, after his glorious victory, gave gifts to people. This is the basic difference between the two covenants. In the Old Testament, the third God emphasized on receiving gifts from people, while in the New Testament, the loving God outpours his grace upon people. This is truly the good news. Which are the gifts we cry give to people? St. Paul gave a list of different vocations. First, some are apostles. Besides the 12, Jesus also chose many disciples and other apostles to be sent out at Paul and Barnabas. Second, others are the prophets. The prophets are those who speak for God. Although the prophetic vocation in the strict sense terminated with John Baptist, but in a wider sense, all those who proclaim the gospel are also prophets. Third, Some are the evangelists. The four evangelists we have are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We can also open to St. Paul, St. James, and other authors of the New Testament. 4. Others are pastors and teachers. The position of the church leaders such as the Pope, bishops, priests, and teachers. They are also open to all parents. 2nd point. The different vocations are for one purpose. Although God gives each one a different vocation, but all vocations aim at one purpose, which is for building up the body of Christ until we all attain to the unity of faith and knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the extent of the full stature of Christ. Standing before God's plan of salvation, people can choose between the two ways. First, living according to falsehood and division. St. Paul prays that the faithful do not choose this way because we may no longer be infants, taught by wave and swept along by every wind of teaching arising from human trickery, from their cunning in the interest of deceitful scheming. For example, out of the desire for power and fame, one wants to do what other is doing. Second, living according to the truth and charity. St. Paul prayed for his faithful. Rather, living the truth in love, we should grow in every way into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, with the proper functioning of each part, bring about the body growth and builds itself up in love. Second, the gospel. Unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. The third point. People must frequently examine their conscience to repent. What is the relationship between suffering and sin? There are two positions, the position of God and of the world. According to the latter, suffering is the result of sin. Whoever did evil will be punished by God. The heavier of the sin, the more severe of the punishment. According to the former, suffering might not be a result of sin. For example, there are some who would like to suffer to give life to others, as in the case of Jesus, or to give glory to God as in the care of Job, or the man born blind in John chapter 9. Jesus illustrated by two examples. First, the Galileans who blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. Jesus asked his audience, "Do you think that the Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered thus? I tell you no. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." The Jewish tradition believed those who were killed because they opposed Pilate When he collected the temple tax to build the water system for people who live at Jerusalem. Second, the 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them. Jesus also asked them, "Do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others who dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." The important thing Jesus wanted to point out is that instead of arguing to find out a relationship between suffering and sin, they should look deep into themselves to recognize their sin and to repent. Second point, people must bear fruit for God. Jesus gave them a parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. And he said to the vine dresser, "Lo, these 3 years I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and I find none. Cut it down. Why should it yield up the ground?" And he answered him, "Let it alone, sir, this year also, till I dig about it and put on manure. And if it bear fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down." If the fig tree continues to bear no fruit, it will be cut off to plant another tree to bear fruit for people. Same thing will happen to people. If they do not bear fruit as God wants, He will take them away and give their blessing to others so that they will bear fruit for Him. Second, God gives all people many opportunities to bear fruit. But if they do not take advantage of opportunities, He will give them no more opportunities. Of course, God will be patient to wait for people to yield profit, but He cannot wait forever. He will give those opportunities to those who will bear good fruit. Application in life. We need to clearly understand God's plan of salvation and our role in this plan so that we should not be zealous with others or demand to do what others do, but to fulfill our duty and together with everybody bring God's plan to fulfillment. We should avoid the nosy attitude and the condemnation of others, but examine our own conscience to see if we bear fruit according to God's grace. Amen.